You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 341. We are beginning the book of Zechariah. And I'll be giving a more detailed introduction in just a moment. But one thing you'll notice as we read chapters 1 through 4 is that there's an interchange of dialogue between God and the angels and Zechariah. So we did our best to keep the information separate, but understand the lines are blurred between what Zechariah says, what God says, or God's direct words, or when an angel is talking about things God says. Regardless of who's speaking, the message is still quite clear. We're also in the New Testament, beginning the book of 3 John. I'll be giving a more detailed introduction, and we'll be reading the one chapter in 3 John in this episode.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Zechariah, an introduction. Like Haggai, the prophet Zechariah served the Jewish people in Judah. These were Jews who had recently returned from captivity in Babylon. They had orders to rebuild their homeland and the temple there. But the book of Zechariah is not mainly about the rebuilding of the temple. Instead, Zechariah's message describes visions that God showed him. God also tells him the meaning of these visions. Zechariah begins his message like most of the other prophets. He tells God's people that they are guilty of evil, just like their ancestors were. He tells them they need to return to God. Then he describes some visions from God. These visions explain how God will finally cause his people to come back to him. At that time, God plans for his people to bless the whole world. In the New Testament, the Bible uses one of Zechariah's visions about a king riding on a donkey. The gospel writers use this to show that Jesus is God's chosen king in Matthew chapter 21, verse 5, and John 12, 15. And this king is the one who completes God's plan for blessing the world. In the book of Zechariah, the prophet sees 8 visions at night. Then he gives God's messages about the high priest, fasting, and the future of Jerusalem. Then he sees visions of war and God's chosen king who will bring peace. In this episode, we'll be covering Zechariah chapters 1 through 4. Like Haggai, Zechariah is trying to get everyone to start building the temple of the Lord. But he does it in a different way. He has a series of visions, and he needs help from the Lord and the help from angels to interpret them. I guess he doesn't have that gift that Daniel had. In the first vision, there's a series of horses, and they go around the world and bring back a report, a state of the union of the world. And then he has another vision of 4 horns and 4 blacksmiths, which will also be interpreted. But the point here is that things are going to go well for the people of Judah as long as they obey the Lord. A similar message that we saw in Haggai. And then Zechariah has an interesting vision with the high priest Joshua. Not the Joshua of the really old Testament. This is the Joshua, the high priest of this time. And he's sitting there with an angel and Satan. And Zechariah is witnessing the entire conversation between Satan, the angel, and Joshua. And finally, in chapter 4, Zechariah has a vision of a bunch of candlesticks, a lampstand, and 2 olive trees. And when he's trying to make sense of it all, the angel actually says to him, "And don't you know what these things mean?" But it all has to do with building the foundation of the temple and all the people who are part of building this temple, including the governor of the Jews himself, Zerubbabel. But remember, they are technically still under Persian rule. So there's no electing a king or anything like that. They're going to have to rely on the leadership of the priesthood and the governor. And if they're all on the Lord's side, then perhaps we can get this temple built after all. Let's begin reading in chapter 1.
Zechariah chapter 1. The Lord wants his people to return. Zechariah the prophet received a message from the Lord. This was in the 8th month of the 2nd year that Darius was king of Persia. Zechariah was the son of Berechiah and the grandson of Iddo. This is the message. The Lord became very angry with your ancestors, so you must tell the people what the Lord All-Powerful says.
Come back to me,
says the Lord All-Powerful.
And I will come back to you.
This is what the Lord All-Powerful said.
Don't be like your ancestors. In the past, the prophets spoke to them.
The Lord All-Powerful wants you to change your evil way of living. Stop doing evil things.
But your ancestors did not listen to me.
This is what the Lord said.
Your ancestors are gone, and those prophets did not live forever. The prophets were my servants. I used them to tell your ancestors about my laws and teachings. Your ancestors finally learned their lesson and said,
"The Lord All-Powerful did what he said he would do. He punished us for the way we lived and for all the evil things we did."
So, they came back to God. The Four Horses. That same year, on the 24th day of the 11th month, the month of Shabbat, Zechariah the prophet received another message from the Lord. This was Zechariah, son of Berechiah and grandson of Iddo. In a vision during the night, I saw a man on a red horse among some myrtle bushes in a valley. Behind him were riders on red, brown, and white horses. I said, "Sir, what do these mean?" The angel talking to me said, "I will show you what they mean." And the man among the myrtle bushes said,
"These are the ones the Lord sent to go here and there on the earth."
Then the riders on the horses spoke to the Lord's angel, standing among the myrtle bushes. They said,
"We have gone all over the earth. Everything is calm and quiet."
Then the angel of the Lord said, "Lord, All-Powerful, how long before you comfort Jerusalem and the cities of Judah? You have shown your anger at these cities for 70 years now." Then the Lord answered the angel who was talking with me. He spoke good, comforting words. Then the angel told me to tell the people that this is what the Lord All-Powerful says.
"I have a deep love for Jerusalem and Zion. And now, I am very angry at the nations that feel so safe. I was only a little angry, and I used them to punish my people, but they caused too much damage."
So the Lord says,
"I will come back to Jerusalem and comfort her."
The Lord All-Powerful says,
"Jerusalem will be rebuilt, and my house will be built there."
The angel also said, "The Lord All-Powerful says,
my towns will be rich again. I will comfort Zion. I will again choose Jerusalem to be my special city."
The four horns and four workers. Then I looked up and I saw four horns. So I asked the angel who was talking with me, "What do these horns mean?" He said, "These are the horns that force the people of Israel, Judah, and Jerusalem to go to foreign countries." Then the Lord showed me four metal workers. I asked the angel, "What are these four workers going to do?" He said, "The horns represent the nations that defeated the people of Judah and scattered them to foreign countries. But these four workers have come to terrify those nations. They have come to destroy the horns of those enemy nations." Zechariah chapter 2, measuring Jerusalem. Then I looked up and saw a man holding a rope for measuring things. I asked him, "Where are you going?" He said to me,
"I am going to measure Jerusalem to see how wide and how long it is."
Then the angel who was talking to me left, and another angel went out to talk to him. He said to him,
"Run and tell that young man this. Jerusalem will be a city without walls, because there will be too many people and animals living there."
The Lord says,
"I will be a wall of fire around her to protect her and to bring glory to that city. I will live there."
God calls his people home. The Lord says,
"Hurry, run from the land in the north. Yes, it is true that I scattered your people in every direction."
This is what the Lord says.
"You people from Zion now live in Babylon. Escape, run away from that city."
The Lord All-Powerful appeared to me in glory and sent me to the nations that carried away your wealth. He said,
"When anyone harms you, it is the same as poking me in the eye. Watch and see how I will punish them. Their own slaves will become their masters and take all their wealth."
Then you will know it was the Lord All-Powerful who sent me to tell you these things. The Lord says,
"Zion, be happy, because I am coming, and I will live in your city. At that time, people from many nations will come to me. They will become my people, and I will live in your city."
Then you will know that it was the Lord All-Powerful who sent me. The Lord will again choose Jerusalem to be his special city. Judah will be his share of the Holy Land. Everyone, be quiet! The Lord is coming out of his holy house. Zechariah chapter 3, the high priest. The angel showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing in front of the angel of the Lord. Satan was standing by Joshua's right side. Satan was there to accuse Joshua of doing wrong. Then the angel of the Lord said to Satan,
"The Lord says no to you. The Lord has chosen Jerusalem to be his special city, and he says that you are wrong. He saved this man like a burning stick that someone pulls out of the fire."
Joshua was wearing a dirty robe as he stood in front of the angel. Then the angel said to the other angels standing near him,
"Take those dirty clothes off Joshua."
Then he said to Joshua,
"This means that I have taken away your guilt, and now I will dress you in fine clothes."
Then I said, "Put a clean turban on his head." So they put the clean turban on him and also put clean clothes on him, while the angel of the Lord stood there. And the angel of the Lord said this to Joshua,
"This is what the Lord, All-Powerful, said.
Live the way I tell you, and do everything I say. Then you will be in charge of my temple. You will take care of its courtyard. You will be free to go anywhere in my temple, just as these angels standing here. Listen, Joshua, the high priest, and you other priests seated before him. Together, you are a symbol of something I will do in the future. I am going to bring my special servant called the Branch. Look at the special stone I have put in front of Joshua. It is a single stone with seven sides. I will carve a special message on it. This will show that in one day, I will remove the guilt from this land."
This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Verse 10. The Lord All-Powerful says,
"At that time, people will sit and talk with their friends and neighbors. They will invite each other to sit under the fig trees and grapevines."
Zechariah chapter 4. The lampstand and the two olive trees. Then the angel who was talking to me returned and woke me up. I was like a person waking up from sleep. Then the angel asked me,
"What do you see?"
I said, "I see a solid gold lampstand, A large bowl is on top of the lampstand, and there are 7 lamps around the top of the bowl. Around the top of each lamp are 7 grooves to hold wicks. There are 2 olive trees by the bowl, one on the right side and one on the left side. Then I asked the angel who was talking with me. Sir, what do these things mean? The angel said.
Don't you know what these things are?
No, sir, I said. He said, this is the message from the Lord to Zerubbabel.
Your help will not come from your own strength and power. No, your help will come from my spirit.
This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. That tall mountain will be like a flat piece of Zerubbabel. He will build the temple, and when the most important stone is put in place, the people will shout,
beautiful! Beautiful!
The Lord's message to me also said,
Zerubbabel will lay the foundations for my temple, and he will finish building it.
Then you will know the Lord All-Powerful sent me to you.
People will not be ashamed of the small beginnings, and they will be very happy when they see Zerubbabel with the plumb line, measuring and checking the finished building. Now, the 7 lamps you saw represent the eyes of the Lord, looking in every direction. They see everything on earth.
Then I said to him, I saw 1 olive tree on the right side of the lampstand, and 1 on the left side. What did those 2 olive trees mean? I also saw 2 branches of the olive trees with golden olive oil flowing from them through 2 gold tubes. What do these things mean? Then the angel said to me,
don't you know what these things mean?
I said, no, sir. So he said,
they represent the 2 men chosen to serve the Lord of all the earth.
3rd John, an introduction. Like the book of 2nd John, 3rd John is one of the shortest letters in the New Testament, and it was also written by a respected elder. Again, the elder writes to protect relationships in the church. This time, the elder writes to Gaius to praise him for his past hospitality to others, and he asks him to continue offering such help because it is needed. Those who were traveling around serving the Lord could not get such help from unbelievers. The elder also praises Demetrius as someone who was well respected. But there was a leader in the church named Diotrephes who did not want to serve others. Unlike Gaius and Demetrius, Diotrephes only wanted to be in charge. The elder says he will deal with this problem when he comes to visit. The letter encourages Gaius to continue doing good. It uses words of wisdom like those in 1 John. Whoever does what is good is from God, but whoever does evil has never known God. In the book of 3 John, the elder first of all greets Gaius, then he thanks Gaius for how he serves other people, and then he talks about Diotrephes' bad behavior and praises Demetrius. Finally, he hopes to see Gaius in person. Let's get started. 3 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Greetings from the elder. To my dear friend Gaius, a person I truly love. My dear friend, I know that you are doing well spiritually. So I pray that everything else is going well with you and that you are enjoying good health. Some believers came and told me about the truth in your life. They told me that you continue to follow the way of truth. This made me very happy. It always gives me the greatest joy when I hear that my children are following the way of truth. My dear friend, it is good that you continue to help the believers. They are people you don't even know. They told the church about the love you have. Please remember them to continue their trip. Help them in a way that will please God. They went on their trip to serve Christ. They did not accept any help from people who are not believers. So we should help them. When we help them,
we share with their work for the truth. I wrote a letter to the church, but Diotrephes will not listen to what we say. He always wants to be the leader. When I come, I will talk about what he is doing. He lies and says evil things about us, but that is not all. He refuses to welcome and help the believers who travel there, and he will not let others help them. If they do, he stops them from meeting with the church anymore. My dear friend, don't follow what is bad. Follow what is good. But whoever does evil has never known God. Everyone says good things about Demetrius, and the truth agrees with what they say. Also, we say good about him, and you know that what we say is true. I have many things I want to tell you, but I don't want to use pen and ink. I hope to visit you soon. Then we could be together and talk. And peace to you. The friends here with me send their love. Please give our love to each one of our friends there. Psalm chapter 139, verses 11 through 16. Suppose I wanted to hide from you and said, surely the darkness will hide me. The day will change to night and cover me. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same. You formed the way I think and feel. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you made me in such a wonderful way. I know how amazing that was. You could see my bones grow as my body took shape, hidden in my mother's womb. You watched my body grow there. In your book, you wrote about all the days planned for me before any of them had happened. Thank you, everyone. That was day 341. Join us for day 342. We're continuing in the book of Zechariah. More visions, this time a flying scroll, which serves as sort of a billboard in the sky, something nobody can miss. So while in exile, the people have been trying to keep up with all the rituals, and they ask the priests if they still need to do these things. But the good news is, there will be a point in time when all nations will go to Jerusalem to seek the Lord. And we will also read the entire book of Jude. It's only one chapter, and I'll give a detailed introduction to that chapter. And that'll wrap it up for the New Testament, except for the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.